This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
My message to Republicans is join us, get on board. They don't do anything except block me.
This is not about impeachment. This is about his faithfully executing the laws of our country.
Fighting for Idaho.
With one word of participation from the governor, all of this would have gone away. This onslaught is because the party would not bend over relative to the health care exchange.
Fighting for you.
We don't need more laws. We need virtue. And looking to texts like the Bible and to the Constitution and this stepping away from the moral decay that has infiltrated our society that I think will save this country.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO, 705. Welcome to holiday week, if you will. Hope you had a good time at the Boise Music Festival. And Tuesday morning is Gun Day. That's right, Gun Day in the state of Idaho. The president has something to say about guns. Does he? Yes, he does. Of course, every time we have these tragedies, every time we have these events, what do we hear? Well, when are we going to do something about gun control? When are we going to do that?
This is the only advanced country that tolerates something like this. We have what's basically a mass shooting. It seems like happening once every couple weeks.
I love this. You know, here's a guy that is well-educated. And remember that clip we played a couple years ago when the president was down in New Orleans, or as they call it, Nollins? And the president was going, well, you can do this and you can do that. And then he speaks openly and plainly in other venues. And I guess it's not unique to all politicians, because Hillary Clinton does the same thing, where she's Annie Oakley in Pennsylvania. She's the belle of the ball in the Eastern establishment. She's Southern down in the Deep South, pandering to an audience. But Tuesday morning is a big day when we're talking gun control. And we're talking about gun liberty in the state of Idaho.
Honestly, this is not going to change unless the people who want to prevent these kinds of mass shootings from taking place feel at least as passionate and are at least as mobilized and well-funded and organized as the NRA and the gun manufacturers are.
Right. Let's blame the NRA. Let's blame everyone else. But really, why not blame the individuals who have made this happen? And is it a gun issue or is it a mental health issue? Most of these people that do this, they're crazy. They've got mental health issues. And not to disrespect those people that are afflicted by it, because when Reagan got rid of the mental health institutions, all of a sudden law enforcement had to jump in and had to carry the day. And that's tough. But to take away your right to keep and bear arms is absurd. To take away your right to protect yourself is crazy. And in Idaho, coming up, there'll be a lot of stories about this. There'll be big stories about this concerning campus carry and it becoming law. And then you have people saying it's going to cost us money. Where is the additional cost coming from? For more security personnel? So, well, then the opponents of campus carry say to themselves, well, our campuses weren't secure to begin with. Our campuses were not guaranteed to have safety to begin with. Right? That's a great admission. So think about that as you hear the media reports with guns and kids and everything else. We always welcome both sides if both sides choose to participate. But think about that when you hear all the negativity and go back to what the president actually said.
This is the only advanced country that tolerates something like this. We have what's basically a mass shooting, it seems like happening once every couple weeks.
And where are those mass shootings? Usually in gun-free zones. To be continued. Joining us now is the formerly well-dressed Dave Pezzo, fresh off his appearance from Channel 7 at 580 KIDO.
Well, you act like I could put on a T-shirt.
Well, I just see what you look like on Channel 7, and then you kind of stroll in here, but who am I to say? I mean, I'm the master of casual, so.
Yes, yes.
Good that you're your real self here. How about that?
How many suits do you have?
How many suits do I have, or how many suits can I wear?
How many suits can you wear? That's probably a good question.
I'd say probably two, and I have probably seven.
Really? Hmm. Okay, and I'm guessing they're a little smaller sized. Is that
what is that supposed to mean? What
well,
is this
that's
next?
What people.
What is next? The fatty fat comments? Jeez, Dave Pezzo.
I didn't say that. Wow.
Not that I'm defensive today, but
apparently not. Okay.
Which is anything more than usual here at 580 KIDO. Dave Pezzo joining us. Pezzo Financial, the Pezzo Center, Money Matters here at 580 KIDO. Let's take a look at the year so far. Besides everything being wonderful, what hasn't been wonderful in the markets?
Pretty much everything has been. That's the thing. And I'll tell you, there's something very weird about the first half of this year. Now, this is very interesting, but and it's more a happenstance than this wow, okay? But stocks, bonds, and commodities, all three, are up the first half of this year. And that's the first time in 20 years that's happened, that all three are up. So it's just this flow of money coming in. And again, of course, Kevin, I know a lot of people are going, yeah, because the Fed's printing money and there's nowhere else to do, you know, so it's going to go into commodities and all these other things, and we're going to die from inflation. I totally understand the argument. And there's no question that the Fed's helping this, but they've been pumping even more money in the past, and this hasn't happened until this year in the last 20 years.
Well, how unusual, because, again, my limited financial education. We had the guy in from Fidelity that kept calling the company Times Square Media, even though it's Town Square. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, what credibility do you have if you can't even get the company's name right? And you want me to invest in your stuff?
Yeah, well.
Well, no, I mean, little things like that matter. So as the guy's telling me about Times Square Media and how I should buy stocks from Fidelity, and I'm sure Fidelity's a great company. However, he said that, you know, if the stock market is bailing, it's time to get into bonds. If the bond market's bailing, it's time to get into stocks. You're saying that both are up. How unusual is that, then, to further piggyback on your last comment?
Yeah. It's been the first time in 20 years that's happened. And it's not because stocks and bonds are move in opposite directions, although sometimes they do. But they also often move in the same direction. When interest rates are declining, bonds are going up in price, and stocks do very well in that type of environment typically. So I'm going to disagree with the great Fidelity that stocks and bonds move opposite. They do not. They do not. But commodities often do, Kevin.
Right.
Commodities are a place to hide.
I'm looking for some cattle commodities out of Arkansas. Hopefully Hillary Clinton will help me with that.
She's a great timer of commodities. It's amazing what she did, making $1 million out of 10,000. It's kind of unheard of, but
it is. Let's delve into this. We talk about stocks. We talk about bonds. What's the makeup of a commodities broker? Is that like oil prices? You're betting that they go up or something like that?
Yeah, everything's changed, but it used to be really where people would sit around literally and decide that oil was going up, potatoes were going up, whatever it was, and trade going long or short based on their basically fundamental outlook. Nowadays, it's all done on technicals, and there really isn't that classic commodities broker. In fact, most institutions will not take commodities trades anymore. We're one of them. It's far too risky and silly for people to be playing it.
Are we living in a fantasy world, whether it's here at 580 KIDO with your good friends at Channel 7, or really the economy in general, because we haven't really felt the effects of the Obamacare mandates yet? I mean, he's put those off for quite some time, so it's almost like, hey, we're used to it unless we've all gotten hosed. I don't know anyone. Well, I know one person who's actually benefiting from Obamacare, but besides that, everyone else's premiums and prices have gone up.
Well, as a society, Kevin, we're all being crushed by it. We don't recognize it because if we push it around and pretend that you're not paying more in premiums now because it's subsidized, that the taxpayer isn't really an entity that pays. It's just this invisible thing out there. The society is being whacked on this, but more importantly, and I watch this, not more importantly, but just as importantly, it is the quality of care is going to disintegrate very, very quickly. under Obamacare. It is really going to get bad. And part of that is because the doctors can't practice the way they practiced before. They have to spend so much time documenting everything that they do. Not that they haven't been taking good notes in the past, but when you spend half of your time documenting things instead of actually seeing patients, that care is going to go down. And so we are moving towards a rationing of healthcare. I know, you know, that people don't want to believe that if they believe in the general gist of Obamacare. Well, we just have to tweak it here or there. But the reality is all government or state produced health care or anything is rationed in the long run, simply.
How much of a stall will this be on our, again, emerging economy? Of course, didn't emerge through the first quarter, that actually regressed. And I love how no one really made a big deal out of that.
Wrong. I did.
Well,
I think it is a big deal, Kevin.
Right, but until you're on CNBC, which we're rooting
for. I understand, but they are making somewhat of a deal out. There are a few economists that are.
We have sent your tape into CNBC a few times.
Well, appreciate it, yeah.
And we're rooting for you. We don't want you to leave, but again, spreading the message. So you understand the severity of this. I think this should have been headlines everywhere, but it kind of got, oh, yeah, kind of regressed, blah, blah. Can you go in depth to what happened and how it impacts our lives here?
Yeah, well, first of all, to your point, Obamacare is devastating, and it's going to be a huge drain. And I don't think we begin to understand. Well, I know we haven't, because number one, everything's okay for a little while, even if you've destroyed it. Okay, the momentum of the earlier system will continue for a while. Obamacare has been put off on the mandates, meaning the higher taxes and all these things that are going to go into play. Those are all negatives to the economy. Period. So that. To that question, Kevin, you're spot on. We are living in a fantasy land in regards to that. As far as the economy goes, I think the economy, as far as the first quarter, here's the argument, and I believe it to be true. I'm just saying it's a big deal when you have the worst GDP, first quarter GDP since 1958. Kevin, I'm old. I wasn't even born in 58.
Right on, brother.
So that's how far back we have to go to find an economy that was down 2.9% in the first quarter. I mean, we've had a lot of recessions since then. So this is a big deal.
The 70s weren't a picnic.
70s were really tough.
Right. You remember that.
Really tough. Yeah. They were really tough. And especially trying to do business in a high interest rate environment like we had. So it was very, very difficult. Now, when we look at this circumstance, I think you have to say that's some real concern. But was it weather-related and things like that? And the answer is yes, of course it was. We had horrible weather. But how much of it? We'll have to see in the second quarter. Everybody thinks we're going to bounce back. Let's see if we bounce back and get enough. We're going to have to grow at like 3.5% the rest of this year to even get to a 2.5% for the whole year. That's how bad the first quarter was.
And yet people complained about George W. Bush's economy when it was growing at 3%.
Correct. Wasn't fast enough. Obama gets a pass, Kevin. You're totally right. He totally gets a pass on everything all the time. It's unbelievable. And you're right. These kind of headlines, the GDP numbers, if there was a Republican in office, it would have been on the front page.
How grave is a disservice of that, A, to the country, and B, how accurate are there bias in the financial services like CNBC and Fox News as we see with MSNBC and Fox News?
No, I think CNBC is pretty balanced. They probably lean somewhat conservative just because that's the industry. I mean, this sounds too insulting. Let me rephrase.
Well, you didn't phrase it.
I don't know
yet.
That you have to be. Well, I phrased it in my mind.
You're catching yourself. That's
good. I caught myself. Yeah, I'm growing up. You cannot be in the financial worlds and think like a liberal. It's not possible. Because it just doesn't make any academic sense. There is no government central planning that works, has ever worked in all of history. Now, if what you want to do is govern from a, quote, fairness doctrine, that's a different argument. It's like I've had arguments with people about health care. It's a devastating thing to the economy. Oh, it's a great thing. And no, it's not. Even the White House does not claim anymore that it's going to be a positive for the economy. It's not. The question is, in your mind, you may think it's worth doing because that's what your social consciousness says we have to do. That's a different argument. But saying economically that central planning and government health care and government-run anything is does any good. I beg you to name one thing that runs well with government, efficiently, productively, as well as private enterprise.
More coming up with Dave Petzo. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Those of you that are working today, let's find out how you're going to get there at 580 KIDO. Good morning.
For Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Dave Petzo with us. And we go to the phones. Our friend Owen Eagle is here. And a lot of people don't know this about O. He keeps it in the closet. But he's a financial wizard. O, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, good.
Good. I have two questions for Dave. The first question is, will he be sending any of his lightly used underwear to the Nicaraguans? And the second question is, what do you think the long-term aspect of the deficit is going to be? I mean, everything they're doing is just being basically put on the taxpayer's credit card for now. How's that going to shake out in the long run?
Now, before you get to the before he answers the question, you have to explain the underwear thing because a lot of people don't know the whole issue behind that.
Oh, well, you know, you have about, 55,000, 60,000 illegal children crossing the border, the southern border, just waiting for goods and services. And it's been recommended that everybody send their lightly used underwear to them to help out. So I was wondering if Dave was on board for that.
Yeah, it's our friend Bill Gein from Americans for Legal Immigration that is spearheading that. But so I didn't want to leave you in the lurch without the background of the underwear.
I appreciate that.
Shame on O for not providing that.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, O.
Well, and to the I think you're on to something here on the long term here. It's a fiasco, this deficit. We don't know how that's going to shake out. I do know that I've lived through debt crises before when we were certain we wouldn't come back in from the 1970s and early 80s when we had such a bad economy, tax receipts dropped, and Reagan was right. We needed to minimize government and to cut taxes. But in the very short term, it caused deficits to go up, and obviously we know what happened. They turned into budget surpluses because the economy caught fire. The only way we're going to grow into it is really threefold. Services have to be cut, period, no matter what the promises are, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't make any difference. We'll just implode or services will be cut. And that is going to be one of the things that happens. It's not the whole solution. Number two is that the inflationary increases that are promised will not happen. And you see the games played with Social Security, or I'm sorry, with CPI right now in what the real inflation rate is. And they can change the basket as they need to keep those rising costs down. So I think the benefits will decrease, and then they will slow down as well, and taxes will be increased as the third stool. There's no good news when you overspend, and you overspend by $1 trillion a year and then skip happily down the road as to what a great job you're doing. Let's go play another round of golf. It is it is a really big deal, and I have to say this too. I had a discussion with Senator Risch about this in D.C. when I was back there a month ago, and he was really fired up about it. He still is and is really fired up about it. There are a few people, but they're in the minority. Back there, very much minority. I don't mean that there's a few less Republicans. There are a number of Republicans that really don't think it's a big deal. So it's an issue we have to stay on top of.
Oh, anything else?
Well, I appreciate that. It sounds like most people are going to be poor. It's not good.
No, well, it's not good. It is never good because we have clearly robbed from our future generations. We have. We've simply stolen from our children.
Hey,
we have.
I'm glad we stole from them. They didn't steal from us. Oh, thank you for the call. Dave Petzl with us here. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. It's true. That's really what's going to happen here. And, you know, we're never going to pay this money back. So who then loses?
Yeah, we're going to have lower services. We all lose in the future. All of our kids do in the future because services will be lower. We already know what's happening with health care. And look, it's not all doom and gloom. There's so many things that could happen, and there will be future Ronald Reagans and things like that. There'll be real leaders out there. And you don't have to agree with everything he did, but you have to agree that he was a great leader and a great patriot. He really was. And there are people that are like that, and I think we will have them again.
Let's take a look at the housing market here at 580 KIDO. First, locally, we see a lot of buildings going up,
mm-hmm.
commercial, residential, Is this a good sign, or could we be lapsing into what happened in 08, 09 when we had this building boom and then we had a lot of empty homes
right. And
the banks took over again? What's preventing the disaster from happening again?
Lack of leverage. It's as you and I talked, it might have been last week, Kevin, about how many homes were being bought for cash, right?
Right, front page of the paper.
Yeah, so that's absolutely true. I mean, it's obviously true. It was in the Statesman, but it's but it is true. There's so lacking in leverage right now. And on commercial, the banks aren't lending 90 or 100%. You have to put serious money down, and the deal has to make sense before anybody's going to lend on it. So interest rates are low. It's great, but they were nowhere near. And it's nothing like that. Now, people will make that case because doomsdayers have to make a case in order to sell stupid ads on their websites or whatever it is they're trying to do. But fear sells. Doom and gloom sells way better than a Pollyanna like me, even though the fact of the matter is I'm right and you're wrong. Have been my whole life.
Sure. Back to the point, though. So nationally, are people cooling on the housing market? We're talking about locally.
No.
But what about?
It's going good. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, when do people all of a sudden start going, well, I'm out of houses now. It's time to get into something else.
No, I think that to a degree, you have a basic choice of real estate for some people because that's what they know, like, understand, they can touch. You've got the markets and stocks. But right now, holding cash makes no sense. You're in negative real returns, Kevin.
Dave Petzo here, 580KIDO. We appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just think it's fantastic that the markets are holding up in spite of a tough economy. There is one other thing. Can I add one thing?
Market's doing better than your friend Tiger Woods, but go ahead.
That's true. It is. One other thing. Again, I you and I talked about this for years, and it's kind of dropped off a little bit. But
China?
We should hold that for next week. But the reality is Main Street and Wall Street are two different entities. Kevin, we got to make sure in our minds when we're talking about the stock market's going to crash, the end is here, and all that has little to do with what we're seeing day to day on our own streets. It's tough still, really tough.
Growing
on small
disconnect.
Business. It is in a big disconnect between those big companies and the small. Don't let that keep you out of the market.
Dave Petzo, to be continued. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're listening to 580KIDO.
There's Hillary fatigue already out there. It's setting in. People are tired of this story.
If you don't want to go to an establishment where they're smoking, if you don't want to work in the smoking establishment, you can make that personal decision.
They don't do anything except block me.
Watching too much TV could flat out kill you.
Just another manic Monday.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Thank you all for joining us here at 580KIDO. Scott Syme joining us now to talk about the big festival, the one that we all love, the God and Country Festival, coming up this week in Nampa. Mr. Syme, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. How are you?
Living the dream and really pumped about God and Country. Can you tell us a little bit about God and Country and what it costs to get in, who's going to be there, why people should attend?
Well, it's a great event. It's a free event. I want to emphasize that we get donation support from the community to put this on every year. The Idaho Center doesn't charge us for rent, and we have a lot of individual businesses that just make it happen. This year, we're going to have Audio Adrenaline as the headliner. They're a well-known Christian rock group, and they're going to bring a lot of energy to the stage. We have Ryan Stevenson's coming back, a local artist, and he brings a tremendous amount of energy. The kids like to get down in front and get pumped up when he's playing. And then Esterlin, also another great local group. Besides, we'll have some ministers' bands and different things throughout the evening. So great evening, some awards for there's a military award for a individual who served in distinctively in the military, and also there's an award for someone that, you know, supports the ideals of the God and Country Family Festival.
Well, that is so important, and it is about entertainment, but it's about values. And why is it important that we have this festival reinforcing our faith, our family, our freedom, our God, and our country?
Well, you know, Chuck Connors started this back in the 60s. And this is our 48th year, And he wanted, at that point in time, you know, he wanted to reinstill our ability to talk about God and celebrate the freedoms that we have to talk about freedom, you know, to talk about religion, to worship freely. and so he got this started so that we could, and then celebrate the freedoms that we have in this great nation that we live in. And that's what we do today is, and it's so nice to be able to talk about, to say, hey, I'm a Christian, and not worry about being persecuted. And that celebrates the fact that we do have that freedom of speech.
And our freedom to worship. You know, I'm looking forward to being a part of it this year. I have admired you all from afar. I've been to several. I think we need more events like this now more than ever.
Well, that is so true. With everything that goes on in the world, and I've been in some countries where you cannot express your religion without being killed. And so it's so nice to be able to do that here. And, you know, I was trying to think of the right way to describe it, but we just take for granted that we can do that. And people don't understand how precious that is.
Indeed. So if people would love to attend, what else are they going to be there? I'm sure there's going to be food and fun and all sorts of activities.
Well, at the end of the night, we have Nampa's only fireworks show. And this year we bumped up the fireworks. So we should have a great display of fireworks. We're also going to have a pastor, and I'm going to mess up.
Oh, no,
name.
It's Saeed Abedini. Trust me, I get names wrong all the time. So you're great.
Yeah, his wife will be there, and Pastor Caldwell said that he would come and pray about that too. And we're going to have hopefully this year we've got a tentative commitment from the governor, the lieutenant governor, legislators, so that not only can they help celebrate the freedom to openly express their religion, but we pray over them that they make good decisions when they're in office.
Well, indeed, and we can't forget our great Judeo-Christian heritage here in America, and it's great that we get to celebrate this. If people would love to be a part of God and Country, what can they do?
Well, you know, we have an all-volunteer board. No one gets paid to put this thing on. And so you can go to the website, which is godandcountryfestival.com. And they can sign up to volunteer. They can sign up to become, you know, they can request to be a member of the board. And they can also make a donation. And there is no donation that's too large.
Now, when do gates open?
Gates open at 5 o'clock, and it normally ends sometime around 10:30.
Well, Mr. Syme, we look forward to being a part of it. We're honored to be a part of it, and we want to do more for you next year.
Well, you know, it's so kind of you to put us on the radio and help get the word out about this great event. And we're pumped. We're excited for it. We're looking forward to our 50th year in 2 years.
Well, as we say, and we really mean it here, God bless, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. There you have it. Scott Syme with us about God and Country. I will be out there. Nagmay Dabedini will be out there. Dee Sartin will be out there. A lot of good, wholesome entertainment. And we look forward to being a part of that. Breaking news here. At 580 KIDO, speaking of good and wholesome, certainly those words used to describe our friend Phil Hardy, who has called in on the Newsmaker line. I didn't even know we had a Newsmaker line. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, and big props to you and this group that has put something together that I think is really going to pop, regardless of what I think about this soccer. This is really big for the community. Tell us what's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow on the Grove, the Boise Center on the Grove area. We're going to have a giant screen TV, about the biggest one we can find in Idaho, broadcast the U.S. men's national team game against Belgium. That game starts at 2 o'clock. I think that the party area will be filling up from around 12:30. And we're going to have an opportunity for the community to get together and watch the game. And now it's really good for kids. You know, most kids aren't going to be allowed to go into a bar to watch the game. If they're hanging around, they can go with their friends and watch the game and band together. This has been happening all over the country. They're called watch parties, and some of them have been, you know, really big. I just heard the other day that Jerry Jones is having one inside Cowboy Stadium in Texas. That's got to be quite a spectacle, but we're going to do our own version of that here in Boise tomorrow, and we'd like to encourage everyone to come on down and see it.
So for people just kind of passively listening at 580KIDO, if you can tell us once again what's going to happen and why here? I mean, Dallas Stadium is one thing, Jerry Land's one thing, but why here? Do you think that there's enough interest here?
Oh, man. Boise is a huge soccer town. All kids here, young girls and boys, play soccer. It's we have the national tournaments here, periodically the regionals. So, yeah, we're going to watch USA tomorrow in the Boise Grove outside on a big screen TV, take on Belgium in the round of 16 World Cup match. You know, it's soccer is one of those games that, you know, you can really be patriotic and support your national team. And, you know, and people like to do that together rather than sit alone in their house, you know, like, you know, better to do it in a big crowd.
Right. And it really builds the community. So are people should be is there a chance to get like water and stuff because it's going to be triple digits?
Well, the city of Boise and the Gardner Group who we're working with are trying to get all the permits organized for things like that. There's plenty of places to get water and such down on 8th Street if you need to walk in and out. It's a free event. You know, you're not going to be hemmed in and by any gates or anything like that. You just come to the Grove and see the game as it plays. There's going to be a big stage, a giant audio system. You know, it'll be hot, but I think we'll be able to manage to do this.
Well, we appreciate it, Phil Hardy. So there's no registration. You just find a place to park and then show up on the Grove?
Free event. Absolutely. Just turn up. You can walk there and ride your bike or, you know, park locally and just come on and watch the game and support the team.
All right. How do you see this game playing out tomorrow?
I think we can win. I really do. You know, one of the benefits of being in the so-called group of death was, you know, you get a pretty much an easier draw coming out of that. So I think we match up very well against Belgium, and I think we're going to win. I really do.
Amazing. We're doing soccer coverage on this program.
That's great. You know you love it.
To be continued.
I support America.
Well, you're playing the I Love America card. So we'll definitely have you back tomorrow. We definitely want to talk more about this great event. Thanks to everyone that had the initiative to do this. We need more events like this, Phil.
I agree. You know, it's a real time for the community to pull together. I'm really excited.
All right, Phil Hardy, man of the world. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kevin. See you then.
All right, thank you, our great friend Phil Hardy. Again, tomorrow in the Grove, I guess people start getting there 12:30 kickoff. I guess it's kickoff, kick in, 2 o'clock to watch USA versus Belgium. You've seen we've seen the big ads in Chicago and New York. Why not have something here? So big ups to the people that are making that happen. I know it's not free. It's free to us, but I know it's not free to the businesses and the city. But they had the foresight to do it. So big ups, thumbs up to everyone involved in that. Time to get you to work safely and on time.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:55, Kevin Miller in the morning. Sounds like a great event. And Ram, did we ever get that, did you call that young lady, I'm sure you did, who was taking me to task concerning my hatred of soccer? Any word on whether or not she's going to take us up on the offer? No word back. So what happened, we had this young lady who called in and was very, very opinionated, very, very accurate. What was her name? Kathy, was it? Even if her name isn't Kathy, we'll just call her Kathy. Called in, left Ray Amaya a message concerning soccer and said, you know, we love Kevin Miller. God bless you. Somebody besides my mom, my dogs, and my wife have to. And we really appreciate his show, but we're getting tired of the soccer bashing. And I think you have to have an opinion in America today. By the way, I was just going to say, I think two things that we're going to talk about tomorrow, and you're going, Kevin, we're not even through today. It's going to be soccer and guns. Soccer and guns tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about. And we'll tell you more about that in a minute. But, you know, the idea that soccer's a socialist sport and everything else. Kevin, you're too down on soccer. So I said to Ray Amaya, I said, let's get this young lady on and let's have her make the pitch. And maybe she can even start a group, conservatives who love soccer. Quickly and out of traffic at 580KIDO. And Kevin Miller with you here coming up next hour. School is out, but what about Common Core? And much to the chagrin of a lot of folks, you know, people are saying, well, we're going to get rid of Common Core. Here's the issue, and having come from a relatively conservative background. Yes, we were in liberal Pennsylvania for a year and a half, but having served most of my time in the conservative American South, there's a difference, whether folks want to admit it or not, between what happens in the South and what happens here. There are very many different strains of Republicanism. I think the best article that has ever been done concerning education and the idea of conservative versus moderate versus liberal and what really makes up the electorate here in Idaho was that article in Campaign and Elections magazine where they focused in on how they repealed Props 1, 2, and 3. And don't think that that's not important, because we'll get to that in a second. But it really talked about more of a libertarian strain of Republicanism, of conservatism, than you have in the more socially conservative Iowa in the Midwest, or let's say, I'm trying to think of some other places, or in the South, if you will. More social conservatism there. And that plays into the battle against Common Core. Now, a lot of people, Mr. Belukov, who we are diligently trying to get on this program when he gets back from his vacation, he believes, and his folks believe, that education can be the one factor, the bulletproof factor, that would cause him to become the next governor in the Gem State. Now, education's a big issue. Is it that big? We'll talk about Common Core and you and your kids next. Certainly Glenn Beck's making a big deal out of it. New book, new movie. What's next? A video game? Who knows? We're just very blessed that you're part of us. Remember, God and country will be out there. One more hour of Miller. Keep the faith.
Serving Emmett.